USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are the highest in 8 years. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com predicts that prices will continue to soar over the next couple of months.
By Memorial Day, Americans are going to have to dig deeper with potentially an average of $4 a gallon hitting us, maybe even as early as late April or May.
AAA station survey finding the current national average price for regular is $3.45 a gallon. Pfizer's CEO says chances are very high the FDA will approve low-dose COVID shots for kids under 5. Albert Bourla telling CNBC he believes the FDA is very happy with the data his company has presented and thinks they will approve. Pfizer and BioNTech asked the FDA last week to expand the authorization for their vaccine to most children under 5. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
President Biden's top science advisor resigned after an internal White House investigation found that he demeaned staff in violation of the administration's workplace behavior rules. The United States is financially helping Taiwan.
As tensions between Taiwan and China continue to be front and center, the United States has approved a $100 million support contract with Taiwan, aimed at boosting the island's missile defense systems. The funds would be used to sustain, maintain, and improve Taiwan's Patriot missile defense system. China claims Taiwan to be its own. Taiwan's foreign minister said it highly welcomed the U.S. decision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A hearing is scheduled Tuesday for D.C. sniper Lee Boyd Malvo. Oral arguments are expected on Malvo's request for sentencing relief or release. Malvo was 17 when he was convicted of the 2002 sniper attacks that terrorized the D.C. region. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The 78-year-old great-grandfather arrested and handcuffed by Ottawa police after honking his horn in support for a protesting trucker said he was not a protester and was not looking for any trouble. The man telling the Toronto Sun he meant no harm and he just gave the trucker a thumbs up. The man wasn't charged criminally but was given a $118 bylaw ticket for unnecessary noise. This, as Toronto Sun reporter Joe Farmington says, the police in Canada are cracking down on folks' freedoms.
Well, I think it's the beginning of what a lot of people are concerned about a police state in Canada and certainly around Parliament Hill. If you listen to Prime Minister Trudeau or the Chief of Police or the Mayor of Ottawa, they make no bones about it, that they're coming for people. They have a slogan in Ottawa, the Ottawa Police, is called Surge and Contain. But I think a lot of people, Bill, thought they were going to go for the truckers. Instead, the 6'4" police officer went for a 4'10", 78-year-old great-grandfather who honked and did a thumbs up to a trucker that he went by.
An audio courtesy of Fox News, the Texas rabbi held hostage by a terrorist gunman last month is urging Congress to approve more funding to beef up security programs for nonprofits. Rabbi Charlie Crichton Walker testifying on Capitol Hill today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.